Harper Audio presents Rosemary's Baby by Ira Levin, read by Mia Farrow. Text copyright Ira Levin, 1967. Production copyright HarperCollins, 2005. Part 1. Rosemary and Guy Woodhouse assigned a lease on a five-room apartment in a geometric white house on First Avenue when they received word from a woman named Mrs. Cortez that a four-room apartment in the Bramford had become available. The Bramford, old, black, and elephantine, is a warren of high-ceilinged apartments prized for their fireplaces and Victorian detail. Rosemary and Guy had been on its waiting list since their marriage, but had finally given up. Guy relayed the news to Rosemary, stopping the phone against his chest. Rosemary groaned, "Oh, no," and looked as if she would weep. "It's too late," Guy said to the phone. "We signed a lease yesterday." Rosemary caught his arm. "Couldn't we get out of it?" she asked him. "Tell them something?" "Hold on a minute, will you, Mrs. Cortez?" Guy stopped the phone again. "Tell them what?" he asked. Rosemary floundered and raised her hands helplessly. "I don't know. The truth. That we have a chance to get into the Bramford." "Honey," Guy said, "they're not going to care about that."
"You'll think of something, Guy. Let's just look, all right? Tell her we'll look, please, before she hangs up."
"We signed a lease, Ro. We're stuck."
"Please, she'll hang up."
Whimpering with mock anguish, Rosemary pried the phone from Guy's chest and tried to push it up to his mouth. Guy laughed and let the phone be pushed. "Mrs. Cortez, it turns out there's a chance we'll be able to get out of it because we haven't signed the actual lease yet. They were out of form, so we only signed a letter of agreement. Can we take a look at the apartment?" Mrs. Cortez gave instructions. They were to go to the Bramford between 11 and 11:30, find Mr. Miklas or Jerome, and tell whichever they found that they were the party she had sent to look at 7E. Then they were to call her. She gave Guy her number. "You see how you can think of things?" Rosemary said, putting pads and yellow shoes on her feet. "You're a marvelous liar." Guy, at the mirror, said, "Christ, a pimple." "Don't squeeze it."